Hello, everybody out there on the internet. Welcome to Podcast Diners and Deep Dives, your little bit of Flavor Town in the podcast world. I'm one of your hosts, the internet's Mark B. Donica.
And I am the other host, Molly Flood.
Now, if you're listening to this feed right now, you're dedicated because a couple years ago, we utilized it for a Kingdom Hearts podcast that was... Oh boy, like there have been so many times where seeing certain things evolve in the like the new DLC or Melody of Memory and just been like, oh, maybe we could do this. I really don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that is the best way to sum up all of our Kingdom Hearts episodes.
It's I really don't want to. Oh God. Yeah. But we're here today to announce our next venture on this channel. And we've been talking about this for a couple years at this point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as I was departing out of the recording space and into another state, not of being, but of the United States, we were like, what's another thing that we could talk endlessly about that we both like, that's like kind of deep lore and blah, 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 blah. And we went One Piece. Now, yes. We go into it a little bit in our episode zero where you get to meet the crew, but the One Piece, making a podcast about One Piece, 850 how many episodes? I'm sorry, 900 episodes in is just, you know, everybody's got a podcast.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, why don't you tell the fine folks at home, it's not just going to be us on this journey.
No, it's not just going to be us. It's two of our very good friends, Caden Jensen and Al McLennan Jr., who we just, you know, on the reg, we play Uno with. Just, you know, it's the end times. And
we're Cruno, if you will.
We are Cruno. And, you know, sometimes you just want to hang with the crew. And do something, and that just happens to be Uno with us. We play Uno and we chit chat. And while we have assembled our crew to play Uno, it has come to our attention that one of our friends and crewmates, Caden, has taken the plunge, if you will, into the saga. The
putting it lightly.
I think the best way to just the saga that is One Piece. She has finally started watching One Piece. And while we were playing Uno, has shared some thoughts with us about her viewing, you know, experience while watching it. And we are finally just committing to starting up the podcast because we are so excited about even just the littlest thing she has told us so far. We have just been jumping, bouncing out of our chairs about the things she's saying, and we just figured we'd record it for everybody else's entertainment.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride of like, it's that thing of like, hold on. We need to record this so people understand how buck wild it is that you are at this point of the adventure and making such wild predictions.
Just being on a hot mic and listening to Caden just predict what she think is going to happen based on the previous patterns that One Piece has now kind of taught her in her watching, and just the basic anime tropes that she just knows, and us nodding and just to keep the conversation going as everyone makes fun of my loud keyboard smashing as I quickly message Mark and Al about, how could she be so on the nose? Is she just trolling us? Does she have Wiki open? Like, how does
she? She's rewatching it at this point. Like, it's too much.
She's just so aware of things, just guessing, that took me so long to grasp in my original viewing of One Piece from like way back in the day. Also, you just. I feel like just a quick thought. I feel like that is also comes from like she has the ability to binge the 900 episodes if she so chooses. She has content at her fingertips, whereas when I first started watching and reading One Piece, it was serialized. It was, God, I think Shonen Jump is once a month, so I would get maybe 2 chapters a month at the time, and then the volume would come, like 2 volumes would come out a year, basically. And then, I mean, goodness knows, however anime was released back in the aughts, like back in the 2000s, which was once a week, and then they took breaks, and then it was 4 kids dubbed, so you weren't even getting the original content to begin with.
Dude, but even just thinking of being at maybe the last third of the story that's been going 20 years, and wherever you picked One Piece up, and having to be like, oh, I had to wait for this episode. I can't, like, the wait was so palpable of that we're in the middle of this particular arc, this particular saga, and getting to the end was such a chore. And looking back, especially where Kaden is right now, and being like, there are 100 episodes. She is 100 episodes, like, of just pure, this is going to be plot. This is stuff she's going to remember forever. This is going to be this. This is going to be that. I can't fathom. So, like, the idea that we get to document it is so much fun, so daunting. And we have our first episode recorded, episode 0, our romance dawn, if you will. And it's, we don't know what our regular day or schedule of release is, but just know when that epic saga in its own right drops, you're in for a good time.
Yes, 100%. Much like One Piece.
Much like One Piece. We hope to confine the arcs to X amount of time, but we'll probably break them up into several episode arcs and sagas in their own right.
There's just moments in each saga, each arc, that you could do a really quick summary of it, but there's just that one thing you have to talk about in great detail that happened, because everything else, yeah, sure, that was very important to the plot, you know, that was cool, blah blah blah, but this thing, are you kidding me? This is a precedence for the entire show. Are you kidding me? It's gonna be a lot of that.
And a lot of random silly simpy comments here and there. So we want you to make sure that you are subscribed on your podcast provider of choice. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at P&DDD. Molly, where can the folks find you?
The folks can find me on Twitter at Tuflood, T-E-H-F-L-O-O-D. That's where I'm the most active. It's basically Twitter.
And you can find me at Mark B. Donica. I'm also the most active on Twitter, so make sure to follow us there. We are going to be hyping this thing up until it drops. So come aboard as we introduce our new One Piece show.